Last year, the Wisconsin Realtors Association and the Wisconsin Builders Association sued the town of West Point in Columbia County after the town imposed an 18-month development moratorium. The town claimed it needed to freeze development while it drew up a growth plan to comply with the Smart Growth Law. The circuit court ruled for the town, and the appeals court sent the case on to the Supreme Court. Tom Larson of the Wisconsin Realtors Association says the suit isn't a challenge to the Smart Growth Law. He says it's about a town's power to block development.
We were seeing towns throughout the state enact moratoria as part of their planning process. During this time, property owners unable to develop the property, and it really is lowered in value.
But supporters of a town government's authority to suspend development to plan for growth say state statutes clearly give towns that power. Rick Stadelman of the Wisconsin Towns Association says they need that power to hold things in check to prevent developers from rushing in to build before the town has a clear plan for growth. Stadelman says his group has tried to negotiate with the builders and realtors and draft a law that specifically limits moratoria to 2 years and only for the purpose of planning. But he says so far the response has been to pursue the dispute in court.
They hope to win it in court, and if they win it in court, I don't think they'll come back to us for any kind of legislation. They'll try to block a moratorium law. I'm arguing we ought to do that up front and avoid these kind of litigation.
Oral arguments in the case are set for November. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.